Hey guys, this is Lindy, and I'm here with
Caroline Yurechka.
And on this episode of In Your 20s, we're going to be talking about dating and marriage, in college specifically, because I've been seeing a bunch of posts about engagements and diamond rings every other post all the time. Have you been seeing that?
I've been seeing so many. One of my past roommates recently got engaged this last weekend.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, I think 22. Yeah, she's the same age as me. She's 22 and she just got engaged to her boyfriend who she'd been dating for like 3 years.
I feel like that's also just like a culture at our college though, specifically. Like there's literally a whole tradition about getting married on a specific location on campus. Like there's a whole reason Ring by Spring is a thing. Not to drop a rhyme right there, but...
Dropping lines. But yeah, no, it is a thing. It is a thing. And it can be annoying mostly when it's brought up all the time and the people are the same age as you and you're over here just single.
Yeah, but like I feel like dating is so different nowadays, specifically with like mid-20s, young 20s. Like I don't know a lot of people outside of our circle that are getting married at like 22 to 24. Like I feel like everybody else is getting married at 28. Or something.
It is more common. It's more common nowadays. Because I think even my sister didn't get married until she was 25, 26. And so, like, my parents and your parents got married very young.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to ask. Because my parents are high school sweethearts. And they got married, my dad was 25 and my mom was 22. So, like, at my age currently, my mom was married.
I think my parents met when they were very early college or, like, late high school. But then they were married as soon as they graduated. So, like, 22.
Yeah, no, my parents dated for 8 years before they got married.
No, my parents didn't do that. But, but also, my parents are not the super romantic couple. Like, my dad proposed to my mom, like, in their living room. Just, like, casually was like, oh, you want to marry me?
Oh, wait, no, that's cute. I like that. Yeah. My dad proposed under the century tree, like every good ag does.
I low-key want it, though. I want
that. I think I'd probably say no if they proposed to me there. I would not like that at all.
You'd be like, let's not bring this out in public.
No. Let's redo this. Let's regroup and try again later.
So actually, no, but, like, maybe later.
Maybe later. On a hike, maybe.
Somewhere private, please.
Well, I have no experience dating, personally. So let's dive into that. Let's dive into some acquaintances.
Acquaintances. Okay, well, I have experience dating. I can talk about my most recent date. So my most recent date was like 3 weeks ago. We just went and got dinner. I had like a very small amount of time in between like things that I had planned. But we went to dinner. He picked me up. The normal. I do have one complaint. He did not open my door, but... The man is, but that maybe is just me being picky, but, it was nice, but it's definitely, like, first dates are fun, but it's a lot of, like, nerves because you're getting to know the person more than, like, you're just, like, having a casual, like, hangout, you know? There's also pressure if you, like, go on a first date and the main reason, like, clearly you're dating to, like, you know, find your person, but... It's also not, like, this, like, casual, like, laid back, like, oh, we're just, like, getting to know each other. Sometimes it's, like, so much, people put so much pressure on the first date to be, like, you could be the one, and, like, I can't screw it up.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking, like, it feels like there's so much pressure to, like, get married and find your person early, but the whole door thing, like, I feel like there's a difference in, not to call out, like, men, but I feel like there's a difference in, like, what men are seeking. I feel like everything is so casual now, and nobody actually wants commitment. Maybe that's just mm-hmm. the age.
I think it's the age, especially when it's younger. Like, you're dealing with, I guess, more immaturity. Like, biologically, like, women mature earlier and faster than men do. Like, men aren't actually mature until they hit the age of 26.
Yeah, well, I would complain about being single so much, like, in high school. I hated it. Because all my friends were dating, and it just feels weird being the only single person. And so, like, in college, I guess I'm seeing the pool that we have to choose from, and I'm not impressed. I think I honestly might just wait it out until, like, 26, and where, like, you know, somebody wants to be taken seriously mm-hmm. in a relationship setting. But I just feel like everybody in college just wants something casual. Like, they don't want anything to be serious. They don't want to bring you home to mom. They don't want to open your door. They just want to have that attention, I guess, without any strings, like, attached, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, that is more common, and I get that, because I went through dating someone who's a little bit younger, and, like, you're dealing with people who don't know necessarily what they want yet until they get to the age where they, like, are like, oh, man, I have to be an adult. But that's the benefit of now, is that it is more of a trend to, like, start getting married later in life. The only problem that, like, I see with, like, college culture and dating is that, like, a lot of people think that when you're in college, that's when you're supposed to find, like, your person, and that, like, as soon as you graduate college, like, your dating pool, like, dwindles, and so everyone's like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna find anyone if I don't find them in college.
Oh, yeah, girl, that's how I feel, hands down. Yeah. But also, the pressure feels so weird, because, I mean, I sort of know about you, but, like, every holiday, I go home, and I get asked about boys, and I get asked if I'm dating, and it's awkward to say no, and to have always said no, and then cousins get married, little brothers get girlfriends, sisters have babies, and, like, mm-hmm. there feels like so much pressure to get married, and, like, have a long-term relationship, whereas, like, men don't feel, like, the same as they were when your parents were younger, you know? There feels mm-hmm. like a lack of respect towards women, personally.
Mm-hmm. I feel like guys also think it's a lot easier for them to find a wife than it is for girls to get a man.
Oh, hands down. Yes. I could agree with that on my dying bed, okay? Like, it feels so much easier because guys get to pick. Like, girls, I saw something the other day, and it was like, guys are not single by choice, but girls can be single by choice. Like, guys have this sort of, I don't want to say responsibility, but it kind of is, you know, stereotypically, like, the guy mm-hmm. asks the girl, like, the girl wants to be pursued. And I don't think I've ever really met a girl who has genuinely felt pursued by a guy in this generation, mm-hmm. personally. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels like they're so watered down with how they treat women. Like, they just kind of expect the girl to be there. And so mm-hmm. dating is just, I mean, I guess it's probably a lack of maturity. Honestly, probably on both ends.
I think it's a lack of maturity, but also I think guys are a little bit more scared of women in ways.
I would agree with that. But granted, I'm scared of men. I'm scared of men, hands down. But no, I saw this video, and it was some TikTok of a guy in New York, and he was interviewing women on the street, and he asked them, he said, if you were lost in the woods, would you rather be stuck with a man or with a bear? And every single woman, there were like 10 women, 9 out of the 10 women all said they would rather take the bear. Like, one girl actually said, well, isn't it true that bears don't always attack you? And the guy said, yeah. And she said, yeah, I'll take the bear. Like,
that's so bad. Well, the thing is that you shouldn't be scared of the other person. They're just people. Like, it's just another person. But I think some people put so much pressure onto, like, themselves to make such a good impression, like, on the first impression, that, like, they kind of get in the way of themselves. Like, I think the reason why some girls aren't pursued like we want to be, and, like, you know, dating is, like, so difficult for some people, is that they, like, get in the way of themselves and, like, stop themselves from just, like, being, like, a genuine, like, gentleman or something like that.
I would probably choose the bear, too.
It would depend on the man.
That's another thing. It would definitely depend on the man.
Like, are we talking about a stranger here? Is this a complete stranger? Do I get to pick the guy I'm stuck with?
I think it was a complete stranger, because if I got to pick the guy I was stuck with, yeah, I'm going to actually pick the guy. But if it's a stranger, I don't know what he's going to try to do to me.
Yeah. Because then at that point, the man is more dangerous than the bear.
Oh, yeah, hands down. I think majority of the time, men are probably a little bit more dangerous than bears. I mean, you hear about stories about SA all the time. At least I do. Maybe I'm just on that side of social media where that's very present.
I don't know if it's more common or it's just more publicized now. Like, you just hear about it more.
I would say it's probably more publicized. I mean, there is the whole Me Too movement that happened, which I think is another reason that women are a little bit more hesitant to actually say yes to first dates and, like, mm-hmm. let a guy pick them up instead of meeting them there. Because I had a friend who went on a date. and he offered to pick her up, and he was driving 45 minutes from out of town to take her on a date, and he was like, I can come and get you, and she was like, no, I'd actually feel a lot more comfortable if I met you there. This isn't anything to you personally, it's just a safety thing. And he was like, I completely understand, but the fact that women have to think about their safety before a first date is kind of nerve-wracking. I would think that also adds into the hesitancy of wanting to date in this age, because I don't know if women necessarily had to deal with that in, like, the 90s, you know?
I'm not sure. That's almost like a question you have to ask someone who's, like, older, and being like, was that a concern for you in, like, your, like, dating life or whatever?
I couldn't ask my mom. My mom dated my dad from 15 to 22, so I don't think she really has any answers to that, but maybe an aunt or something.
Maybe, or like my mom. I'm pretty sure my parents didn't date until like college. They were dating in college. I know that, but I don't know when they started dating. But like now I know it's more of a common thing in our age to like, I know for me personally, I prefer to be friends with the guy before I would see him as a romantic interest. So I could get to know them more as a friend before I could see more with them.
I would agree. I definitely agree. But I think that also adds into, like, men being scared of women. See, I feel like when you're strangers, women are scared of men. But when you're friends, the men are scared of women. Because then they can get rejected, you know?
Yeah, because for me, it's more comfortable if I know them beforehand. But I guess for them, it's, like, it's easier to be rejected by someone that they don't really know compared to someone that they've become friends with.
Yeah, but I can't speak for men, but that's what I think it would be. But that would be their hesitancy towards it, is that they're comfortable with this girl, so this girl would be comfortable enough to say no. And then they're still friends, quote, but not really, because now there's this awkwardness, so they'd rather just do nothing, I guess. I've read books about that.
Maybe. I don't know. That's a good question. But also nowadays, it's more of a trend to, like, go on group dates on, like, the first date.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's, like, a common thing for the safety reason is that, like, don't agree to, like, a one-on-one first date. You go on a group date for the first one, and then after that, go on one-on-one to make sure, like, for safety reasons, like, they're not going to, like, do anything weird.
Maybe that's just, like, this age. Like, they feel like they shouldn't have to make the first move anymore. Like, I don't know. Basically, what I'm trying to get at is that it feels like there's, I guess, a little bit of entitlement. Like, they don't have to try as hard anymore. They don't need to. Plus, I've seen videos of guys saying, like, we like it when the girl makes the first move. And I'm like, well, I'm obvious about me being interested. It's your turn to ask me, like, for my number or something. Or, what's your Snapchat? I'd rather die than be asked for my Snapchat. But, I mean, I don't know. That's what I would think. Like, they're waiting for some Instagram model to, yeah, like, waltz into their life.
For some girls, like, they're totally fine with, like, the hookup culture.
Personally?
I could not.
I think I'd probably cry every night. Like, yeah. I wouldn't be able to handle that.
Yeah, because girls want to be pursued. They want to be, like, the chosen one. You don't want to be, like, seen as, like, just an option. Like, you were just there out of convenience for this person to hook up with you.
This is why I read, okay?
Yes. Fictional men make the best boyfriends.
Oh, hands down. Hands down. And I think about them every day.
They're just iconic. In a way, I was talking about my coworker, or, like, with my coworker about this, but we were, like, in a way, our fictional boyfriends make unreal expectations for real men. So, in the way that social media does, but, like, book boyfriends don't do you wrong, so.
I don't think it's that unrealistic, though. Honestly, men just might need to read a little bit more. Like, you could learn something.
No, they could learn a lot, how to treat a woman.
Did you see, there was this whole controversy about this guy crapping on women for reading romance books and comparing it to, basically just saying it was all explicit content. And as two people who frequently read romance books, I can say that I'm not necessarily reading it for that purpose, but rather for, like, seeing how the male main character treats the woman. Mm-hmm. Like, that sort of treatment and respect and intentionality is why I read it. Mm-hmm. But with, like, falling in love comes a physical relationship, and they're just like, women are only reading nasty things. And I'm like, I can, as somebody who's reading Valor by John Gwynne right now, which is a grandpa fantasy book, like, I have a wide variety, but there is an appeal to romance books based on the treatment of the woman, not just, like, what comes along with romance, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, I love reading the books mostly for the banter. Like, I'm there for the conversations and, like, stuff like that. But, like, definitely seeing how guys treat the girls and, like, how you shouldn't be treating a girl, how you should be treating a girl. If guys read that stuff, they would excel. They would do so much better.
A plus.
They would, yeah, like, I don't know why you're talking to your bro over there who's hooking up with someone every other weekend. You should be cracking open that Emily Henry book.
Exactly! Emily Henry, Johnny Kavanaugh. Yeah. Let's talk about Binding 13. But I don't know, there just seems to be this weird stigma around dating with our age, where, like, there's so much pressure to get married, but then, like, there's not really great pickings for the guys in our age group, so I'd rather just wait it out until I reach 28 and meet somebody who, like, is stable, actually wants to be in a relationship. It just means that my reproductive clock is on a timer. So, hey, don't we have a population problem, though? This might be for the best.
And it's part of the process. No, I agree. Like, right now, I am basically just saying I would only date older. Out of, like, the pure maturity aspect of it.
I would say we covered a few bases about awkwardness of dating. The lack of maturity within dating.
Yeah.
Maybe we just think we're older than we are.
I think we're just more mature.
I would agree, though I'm sure a lot of people would not. If my mother listened to this, she would be like, oh, you are so full of it.
They'd be like, you don't know anything.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like that's probably majority of my opinions on dating in this generation. Like, in your 20s, early 20s?
Yes.
Crap sucks.
Specifically early 20s. Like, some people, like, are going through so many different life changes in different stages of life right now.
I mean, what is it? Guy's frontal lobe isn't fully developed till they're 25, so we've got 3 more years until they're at our level. Maybe.
Maybe. If we're lucky.
If we're lucky, for sure. Anyways, I think that's all we have to say. Yeah. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Anyways, thanks for listening. Bye, guys.